You may have heard of 3D printers. These are computer-controlled machines that create three-dimensional objects from a variety of materials. They've been kind of a novelty for a while, but now they're being discovered by everyday consumers. John Kalish reports.
Sean Hurley works for a software company called Autodesk. Not long ago, the door on his clothes dryer at home developed a problem. It wouldn't stay shut, which made it impossible to use the dryer.
The little clip when you shut the door that locks it is just a half-inch flat little piece of plastic with a little channel in it. That's all it was. $39.
Yep, $39 to replace a little piece of plastic. So Hurley used his computer to design the part and then made it on a 3D printer. Problem solved. Hurley knew how to do this because he knows how to use software to make a 3D model. But for those of us who don't have that kind of computer chops, Hurley's company makes free software that fills in the gap.
123D Catch allows somebody to use a regular camera and capture photos that generate a 3D model. It's kind of like magic.
And if even that seems too involved, there are now multiple sites on the internet that offer free 3D models for a variety of consumer items. For example, if the headband on your headphones breaks, you can have a new one printed from one of these free files. And more of these files are being made available every day. New Yorker Duane Scott had one of those pricey Bugaboo baby strollers. When a part in the locking mechanism broke, he was told it would cost $250 to fix it. Scott spent all of 5 minutes creating a 3D model of the broken plastic part and had it printed in a stronger material, stainless steel. The cost, $25.
It came back just under 2 weeks later, and I put it in the stroller, and it worked straight away. And I documented it so that anybody could fix their stroller using my experience. And I made the 3D files available for download for free so anyone else can repair it. And I don't get any money from it. I just want other people to be able to fix their stroller in the same way that I could.
3D printers and other digital fabrication machines are allowing designers and consumers to bypass the traditional factory and create goods on a much smaller scale. But even if you skip the factory, you'll still need access to expensive digital fabrication technology, such as laser cutters and CNC routers. Pinoco is one of several companies that can take a customer's own design, or one made by a professional, and fabricate consumer goods made from a variety of materials, including metals, wood, and felt. The company has 15 different production facilities in the United States. At their Wellington, New Zealand headquarters, Pinoco staffer Richard Borrett showed off a pair of stools made from birch plywood.
This is one of the first products that came into our showroom when we first launched CNC cutting. He's managed to nest two of the stools onto one sheet of birch ply, and that all just slots together. No fasteners. It's a complete sort of flat pack design. And you pop the pieces out and slot it all together.
A few blocks from Pinoco's office in Wellington, parts for a wooden chair are being cut on a CNC milling machine at Victoria University. Two graduates of the university's design program started the Sketch Chair Project, which allows people with absolutely no artistic or computer skills to design their own chairs. The open-source software they use not only figures out how to construct the chair, but also creates a computer file that tells a CNC router how to cut out the parts. Tiago Rourke is one of the designers behind Sketch Chair.
We weren't so much interested in trying to create a brand of furniture. Like, we were a little bit more interested in taking the model of open-source software development and apply that to product design. It's not just the Sketch Chair software, which will be available for free, but the designs themselves. And so it takes it away from being about the original sole authorship, but more about people working collaboratively through a community. And I guess sharing their ideas is a big part of that.
If you'd like to digitally fabricate a table to go with your chair, there are free designs available from the AtFab project, which was started by architects in Lexington, Kentucky. They also give away files to make cabinets and beds. Of course, most people don't have access to an expensive CNC milling machine, but there's a website called 100,000 Garages that serves as a matchmaker for consumers and woodworkers who use these digital fabrication technologies. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.